When Sandy Senator Wayne Niederhauser began preparing for the 2012 legislative session, there was one issue he says he was ready to help resolve.
This McMansion debate that's happened, where people have been remodeling their homes and even tearing down homes in some of these neighborhoods and building something that some people feel doesn't fit within the neighborhood.
The debate has been particularly prevalent in Salt Lake City's Yale Crest neighborhood, where arguments over preservation and property rights have put neighbors on opposite sides for years. Senator Niederhauser ran a successful bill in 2011 to impose a moratorium on creating a historic district in Salt Lake City for a year. Now, at the request of Salt Lake City, Niederhauser says he will again hold off on running new legislation and instead ask the legislature to extend the moratorium until May 2013. Salt Lake City Council Vice Chair Charlie Luke represents the Yale Crest area and says the extra time will allow the neighborhood to come up with its own solution.
We just needed some more time to get everybody on board as best we can. And come up with a solution that works not only for the neighborhood, but for the city and for the state.
Niederhauser has told the city that if a compromise is not reached by next year, he will run the bill he was set to run this session, which would require the city to get approval from 2/3 of residents living in an area before a historic district can be approved. Luke tells KCPW he will be working overtime to make sure that doesn't happen.
I'm going to be spending a lot of time with individuals from both groups and probably subgroups and sub-subgroups because this issue is so controversial. It's going to take quite a bit of time.
Under the moratorium, homeowners cannot demolish more than 75% of their home. Niederhauser's legislation extending the moratorium until May 2013 passed unanimously Thursday out of a Senate committee and now moves to the Senate floor. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.